Welcome to the Unfiltered Empowered Woman. I am your host, Ellen, and I am a female empowerment coach. That means that I help you stop people-pleasing, stop being controlled by anxiety and overthinking, breaking your bad habits, and stop letting food rule your life. It's time for you to take your power back and become an empowered woman. In this podcast, I will show you the unfiltered version of myself and my guests. You know, the stuff that we can't put on Instagram. I want to show you how living unfiltered means you can take that power back and live a truly empowered life. Now let's dig in. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Unfiltered Empowered Woman podcast. I'm super excited that you're here and that there's so many of you. You know, the audience is growing every single week and fuck, it makes me so happy that you're here listening to this podcast. Like, you should be so proud of yourself, because just by doing this, you are literally in the top 10% of the whole population in the world. Like, most people don't care about self-development. Most people don't give a shit about growing or understanding what's going on in their mind. They're just happy plodding along with doing whatever, you know, whatever that they're doing and not seeing any changes in their life. And these are the people that tend to grow old, think, and, you know, hating everyone, being really resentful. And it just means that you're someone who wants to grow and you're someone who wants to evolve. And for that, I am so fucking proud of you, and I hope that you are as well. I'm so sorry about the coughing. I have had a cough and it's just not giving in, and it is very, very annoying. So I do apologize in advance for that. I'm going to try and edit it out as much as I can, but yeah, just want to say that in advance. Okay, so in today's episode, we're going to talk about anxiety. First of all, I want to ask for you to take a moment and think about what, when I hear the word anxiety, what comes up for me? Do you feel stressed? Does it make you anxious maybe? Does it land heavy? Or do you just feel like, yeah, it's just a word? Because for most people, it will land quite heavy and it will feel confronting, hard. Or you might just be listening to this because you're like, not sure what's going on, but something's definitely up. And I had a conversation with my coach this morning about this actually. And I said that, you know, when I first started working with a mindset coach 5 years ago or something, I just signed up because I was like, I just want to see what it's about and, you know, get some tools for my own clients. Little did I know that I was struggling with anxiety, and I was caught in this all or nothing mindset where I was either super happy or super sad, and I would just be go, 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 and then I would crash and then I would cry for like 2 days, and then I would pick myself back up, which wasn't picking myself back up. It was my anxiety triggering everything in me to just be like, go, 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 go. You can't lay here and be lazy. You can't do this because this is bad. You have to work to be good enough. And trying to just push me to do more and more and more and more. But I didn't realize that was my anxiety. I thought that was just who I was and that was just normal. And this is so crazy and so normal. And that's why I wanted to share with you, because I think that a lot of people can relate to that. I think a lot of people don't really know that they might be struggling with anxiety. They might just think that, you know, this is just who I am. So before we even start talking about what you can do to reduce your anxiety and actually start managing it, I want to ask you to please go and give the podcast a follow if you haven't already, to make sure that you do share this episode on your story after you've listened. And if you could also, I mean, if you like it, please give it a 5-star rating so we can reach more people. That would make me so happy. And honestly, like I said before, like the greatest compliment I ever get is when people listen and then you're like, I need to sign up with you. Like, what the hell? Like, that just makes me feel so good and it just makes me so happy. So even if you just reach out and say you want to, but maybe now it's not the right time, like, just do it. I just want to hear from you. I love you so much. And I'm just so grateful that you are here listening to this. So love you. Right. So like I said, we're going to talk about anxiety today. And what is then anxiety? Well, I think a lot of people think that anxiety is just about overthinking a little bit and feeling a bit stressed and feeling a bit like, ugh. But anxiety is actually so many more things than that. Anxiety can also show up as not being able to sit still, like not being able to just relax and go for a massage or get your toes done. Anxiety can be, you know, struggling to sleep, that you're laying in bed and you have a million things on your mind about what you said that day, what you did that day, what you're going to do tomorrow, what you did 10 years ago. Anxiety can be overthinking decisions. So, you know, questioning yourself, like, did I do the right thing there or should I have done something differently? Always feeling like you should have done better. So like looking at every single thing that you do and being like, no, I should have done something better there. Like I should have done more. I should have done this differently. Never actually being able to feel like you are good enough. I'm constantly worried that you've hurt someone's feelings. And, you know, this could be friends, relationships, family. It could be anyone in your life that you're not constantly thinking, did I do something wrong? Or maybe are they maybe upset with me? Or should I have said something different here? Like maybe I did trigger something in them, and taking responsibility for how other people react to what you're saying. Always needing reassurance or validation for things. And this is super, super common. And I see it all the time. And this, you know, stems back to that anxious attachment style where we do need a lot of validation to feel like we are good enough, but then we don't actually believe it. So then, you know, it might feel good for a few minutes and then you go again and feel like you need more validation to feel good enough. And one of the biggest ones that I wanted to include is, you know, having 10 different solutions to a problem or, you know, worst case scenarios. So, you know, if you're going on a trip, it's like, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do if the flight gets cancelled or if the flight gets changed. And I'm going to go here and I'm going to do that. Or we can go to this. And, you know, if I can't sit next to this person, then I will say this to the flight attendant. And if they don't have my food, then I will do that. And if we can't get a taxi when we get there, then I will call a Gojek or I will do that. And if it's raining, okay, well, maybe I should have packed my raincoat, you know. Thinking into every single detail that you can imagine. Like this is what anxiety does. It overthinks. It thinks into the future. It tries to plan every single area of your life and micromanage everything to make you feel like you have control. When in reality, we never have control over anything. We have so little control in our lives. It's actually ridiculous. Guys, we can't even control our thoughts and our feelings. How the fuck are we gonna control the weather when we get to Thailand? So if you could recognize yourself in any of these, you definitely like have anxiety. Everyone has it. You might have a mild form of anxiety. You might have an intense form of anxiety. But all of these things that I just listed are anxiety. That's not just, oh, just thinking or just thinking ahead. That is you being an anxious person. And you don't have to live like that because, you know, anxiety, even though it is normal, it's also not something that we have to, that we should allow to consume our whole lives. So yeah, sure. Like if you're going on a trip and you start thinking, oh, should I pack a raincoat because it might rain? Okay, that's fine. But then you can let that go and then you cannot get on with your day. That's completely normal. What's not normal is when, oh, I should pack a raincoat. Oh my God, but what if it gets lost on the plane? And what if it gets broken? And what if, you yeah, maybe I should pack two because what if one gets lost when I'm there? And then should I bring enough money? And I'm going to look up how much raincoats cost in Bali. And then I need to bring rain boots as well. And maybe my partner and, you know, maybe someone else needs a raincoat as well. You know, when we start catastrophizing and thinking ahead of about every single possible future scenario, that's when anxiety takes over our lives and that sort of becomes a bad thing. So what I wanted to introduce to you guys today is an exercise that you can do to help you understand that you are not your anxiety and that you don't have to be controlled by your anxiety. Your anxiety has most likely, if you're listening, still listening, your anxiety has most likely controlled your life for a very long time now. Otherwise, you probably would have turned off because you couldn't relate to what I was saying. Or you might know someone that you can see that, oh my God, that's exactly how they are. And you might want some advice. And what happens when we have had a lot of anxiety is that the part of our brain that's called the fear center of the brain, basically the amygdala, it grows. Just like muscle in the gym if you're always training it. If you're always training bicep curls, your biceps are going to grow. If you have a lot of anxiety, your amygdala is going to grow. That's just how it works. And that's completely fine. Let's not make that wrong. Let's just see it as, okay, I've overtrained this muscle. Now it's very, very big and I don't need a bicep this big. What can I do to reduce its size? Well, I can start noticing when I'm activating my bicep and I can start making a conscious effort to not activate it. Just the same thing goes with your anxiety. So this method is called the struggle switch. And it's an ACT, so an acceptance and commitment therapy technique to help you move through your anxiety and not allow it to keep you stuck. I want you to think about like a switch in your mind, a light switch that can either be on and the room's light, or it can be off and the room is dark. And what happens when you have anxiety is that this switch goes from peaceful, dark room to on. Blasting, sirens, warning signs, alarm bells going off. Oh my God, emergency accident. That's what happens when the anxiety switch turns on in your mind. And, you know, this could be something has gone wrong. It could be triggered by a negative thought. It could be triggered by something that happens in your external world. You know, something that has told your mind that, oh my gosh, fear, fear, fear. We need to switch on all the emergencies and let's get to it. So what does it feel like when we turn on that anxiety switch? Well, you might start getting anxiety, something might happen that triggers it. And then you start thinking, I shouldn't have anxiety right now. Like, why am I feeling anxious? Like, can this anxious feeling just go away? And then you start thinking that, oh God, I'm angry now. Like, why am I so anxious? This is so annoying. I'm frustrated. Why do I have to be anxious right now? I have too much to do. I shouldn't be feeling anxious right now. And then that might go into, oh, Jesus, why am I so anxious and like worried about this? Other people have it so much worse. And then you might start feeling sad that, you know, why do I have to suffer with this anxiety? Why do I have to feel like this right now? This is so shit. Like, why can't I just enjoy my life? Like, look at all the good things I have. And you feel terrible about yourself. This is when you get stuck. This is what pulls you into those self-sabotaging behaviors. Like binge eating, like overtraining, like drinking, like scrolling on TikTok or Instagram, like spending hours on dating apps, like, I don't know, whatever self-sabotaging behavior that you're participating in. So by understanding this exercise, my hope is that you will be able to see when the switch has flicked on, but you're going to be able to also flick it off. So what happens if you can just turn that switch off? Well, you can notice that your anxiety shows up, but that you don't have to struggle with it. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to get rid of it. You don't have to get emotional about it. You don't have to do anything with it. You can simply just see it as, okay, the anxiety just came and it's passing through my body and then it will move on. And when we can look at it like that, we're actually taking our power back. Because what happens when we're trying to control our feelings and our thoughts is that we get stuck. Because, like, have you ever been able to stop being angry just because someone said, stop being angry? Or if you're anxious, have you ever been able to stop being anxious just because I said, stop being anxious? Even if I said, I will give you $50 million if you stop being anxious right now, I bet you could not stop, because we can't just switch off how we feel. It's just not possible. So instead of trying to control what we're thinking and what we're feeling, I want you to try and just observe it. To try and look at it as, okay, I am feeling a bit anxious right now. So notice it, name it, what is going on. And I'm having the thoughts that I'm not good enough, or that I'm going to fail, or the plane's going to crash. Okay, can I just allow that thought to be in my head and notice that it is a thought, but it's not actually my reality? And then I want you to engage in some kind of activity. And this could be noticing that you listen to this podcast. This could be scrolling, reading your book. This could be talking to your partner or friend. This could be walking your dog. The reason why I don't want you to try and change your beliefs or to change your feelings is because it takes so much energy for your brain to try and change what you're thinking. But it doesn't take, barely takes any energy at all to just allow it to be there and then just simply keep moving. Because if your brain has created anxiety around something, it's because it thinks that there's a threat there. And you coming in and screaming, there's no threat, there's no threat, there's no threat, that's not going to make things right or easier, is it? It's the same thing as if you have, you know, if you're getting chased by lions and you start yelling to your friend, it's okay, it's fine, we're going to survive. Like, fuck no, there's no way that you're going to be safe and that you're going to calm down. And this is exactly what your brain is thinking that it's happening right now. It thinks that you're getting, you know, there's something that triggers that fear and that it needs to be on high alert. So it activates all the alarm bells in your mind so that you could potentially run or fight. But if we can just calm ourselves down, simply by just noticing what's there, noticing the thought, and getting some clarity on what we're thinking, you'll be able to move forward. Because when you're not paying attention to it, when you're not attaching your whole reality to what your mind is saying, what does your mind really have to be worried about? So when we do this, instead of pushing and trying to control our anxiety, the anxiety is free to move. Or the anger is free to move. Or the sadness is free to move. When we're trying to control it and suppress it and not feel it, it gets stuck. And that's the opposite of what we want, because then we just suppress and suppress and suppress, and that's when we get those huge explosions of super angry or super anxious or super sad. But if we can just allow it to just flow through us and move, you know, emotions are energy in motion. They're not meant to be controlled. They're not meant to be suppressed. They're not meant to be stuck. They're meant to flow through the body. Sometimes it will go higher. Sometimes it will go lower. Look at your emotions, all feelings, like a wave. A wave doesn't last forever, and neither does a feeling. It simply just rinses over you, and it might feel really, really hard, and then it will slow go back down again. And then the ocean might be calm, and then another wave will come, and it will go on top of you and go down again. And that's exactly how I want you to look at your feelings. Because nothing lasts forever, even though we might think it will, but it doesn't. But if you're struggling against that wave, if you're fighting it, you give it everything that you've got to not, no, don't hit me. That wave is going to come regardless. You can't control it. Sometimes it will move through quickly. Sometimes it will hang around. And that's just how life works. So how about, instead of trying to suppress our anxiety or to suppress our feelings, how about we just allow them to flow through us? How about we stop making them right or wrong or good or bad and just see them for what they actually are? Just thoughts and feelings. And like, look at it like, I always say to my clients that your thoughts are kind of like the songs on the radio. some thoughts you notice, or some songs you notice a lot because you really, really like them, you really, really hate them. And they're going to feel like, oh, you're going to get a reaction from them. But most of the songs on the radio, you don't even notice. Same thing goes with your thoughts. You have thoughts all the time, even listening to this, your thinking mind is engaging and doing stuff. But you're not listening because you haven't triggered any of those favorite thoughts yet. So instead of trying to completely turn the radio off and throw it out the window, can we just allow it to play in the background? And can we just allow it to be just songs? And, oh yeah, there's that song again. Cool, I can still keep driving my car. Oh yeah, there's that song again. Cool, I can still keep going. And if you can do that, I promise you that your life is going to be so much more peaceful. You're going to be so much more present. And you're going to become so much more aware of when you are acting on these thoughts, when you are getting these really strong feelings, and how powerful you actually are when you stop giving your power to these old beliefs, these old patterns that you have to train yourself to do. And this is going to be hard, of course. Of course it's going to be hard. If it was easy, we wouldn't have mental health problems. Feeling your feelings is fucking hard. Sometimes it feels like the ocean is taking you under and tumbling you around for ages. But I promise you that it passes. Nothing lasts forever. Right, guys, I hope that you enjoyed that episode. I love talking about anxiety, as you can probably hear. It's something that I have struggled with a lot myself, still do. And, you know, like I said, anxiety isn't a bad thing and we need it to survive. You know, if we didn't have anxiety back in the day and we didn't feel a bit on guard when we walked past the lions, like, we would have been eaten. So the fact that you have anxiety means that your great, 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 great grandparents, like ancestors, that they were survivors. And our brains are naturally wired to look out for dangerous things. And if you've had a lot of anxiety growing up, you're going to be more prone to look for more fear and more danger in your adult life as well, because your amygdala will be larger. So instead of making that wrong, how can we just allow it to simply just be there? And you might listen to this and think, well, Helen, I just don't want it to be there. Yeah, but how well has that gone for you? How well has it gone to be, no, I hate it, I don't want it to be there. Thinking like that, has that actually worked ever? Probably not. So how about we just try to let it be there and simply just exist in our minds and in our bodies, and we still choose to move towards our values, to move towards things that are enhancing our lives. And the more we can do that, the less frequent those intrusive thoughts and those really, really difficult feelings, less frequent they will become, because they won't feel as heavy anymore. So if you're someone who can really resonate with this episode and you're like, shit, that's me, I am literally stuck in that fight or flight mode, I am constantly stressed, I'm constantly thinking about things, my mind is always going into that problem solving mode where it's trying to come up with new ways of doing things, or I just can't relax, I can't even go and get a freaking massage because I'm so stressed all the time, I can't sit down and have a coffee without reaching for my phone, I can't sleep because my mind is just constantly going, thinking about tomorrow or thinking about what I've done today, then the Empowered Woman is for you. And we are getting, it's only less than 2 weeks left now until the next intake starts, and after that the next intake won't be until April. So guys, if you want to join in, please make sure that you do send me a message ASAP. There are loads of people who are doing a fitness or nutrition program on the side and then still also doing the Empowered Woman, and I think that is honestly the perfect combination, because then you can still work, you know, on your nutrition or on your fitness goals or whatever it is that you want to do. And I think that's amazing. I mean, I go to the gym all the time, as you guys know, but it's so crucial as well that you do get that mindset into it. And the way that the Empowered Woman is set up is that it's literally made for people like you, like the busy woman, the busy mom, the busy entrepreneur, that the person who doesn't want to spend hours and hours and hours watching modules, reading workbooks. Like, I've been in those programs before and
I love learning and I still couldn't take the time to watch them. Like, my mind would just go elsewhere. So that's why they are bite-sized. They are small. They are very straight to the point. Their workbooks are super easy to understand, super easy to read. Their group chat is literally in your pocket, so you can message whenever you want, or you don't have to message at all. You can join in on the group calls, or you can just watch the replay, or you can just ask their questions and I will answer them in the group calls. Or you can just enjoy their one-on-one days with me that you'll have every second week. Like, for just $49 a week, you are literally going to change your life. So if you want to join the next intake, please send me a message ASAP. I don't want you to miss out. I don't want you to have to wait till April. Like, I hate when I have to tell people, like, oh, the next round is until another 4 weeks. Like, it just, oh, it just breaks my heart, because I know that once you decide that you want to change, you want to get started now. So if you want to join in, please send me a message. Can't talk. Message. And if you don't want to join in, if you just want to listen to the podcast and you think that's super valuable, I appreciate you so much. And appreciate all of the ones who are sharing, who's left reviews, who have recommended the podcast. You are fucking amazing. I love you so much. And please reach out to me on social media so I can say thank you. Well, not face to face, but as personal as it can get without you actually coming to Bali and saying hi to me. Thanks so much for listening, guys. You're amazing. Have a beautiful, empowered day.